The Rebbe has a chiddush, which according to this, you could answer the question in another way. The Rebbe teaches in the Ha'ara, in Igros Kodesh, the Rebbe teaches that when we say Eilu Haba, there's no achil v'leishtia, so this doesn't mean that there's not going to be that where no one is going to be eating or drinking. It means we're not going to need to eat and drink. Meaning that nowadays we need to eat and drink in order that our body should live. The only way we could survive is through eating and drinking. So when Rav comes and tells you, it doesn't mean that no one, there's not going to be no food that's going to exist. It means you're not going to need to eat and drink. No, there are going to be other ruchnis at the time that we're going to be eating. Other time in. What pushes the Rebbe to say this? Because we know lots of love, there's going to be the Suda. Okay, the Suda, we're going to have the Leviathan, the Shar Habar. And Pasha and Mosa and the Rebbe says most person understands the Gashmis Tikka Suda Kipchote. And the Alter Rebbe understands that this Suda is going to be in Eilam Haba. The Suda of Leviathan is going to be during Eilam Haba. If so, if in Eilam Haba, Imbe Leachil Vleishtia, so what happened to the Suda? So what the Rebbe says, you have to say it. It means we're not going to need to eat. It's the ninth Maramachim. The Rebbe says, V'tzarech Iyun, the Bilakutei Teira Shal Mashma, the Su'uda HaGashmiyis, Tia Bizman, that Tarisein Barashayin. That the Gashmiyis Tika Su'uda is going to be when Atarisein Barashayin, Shehu Bizman, Maim Razal, Ha'il Mabo, Imbe Leachil Hu. So how could we have a Su'uda? The Rebbe says, V'lochei Nirali, the Maim Razal, Ha'il Mabo, Imbe Leachil Shtia, when it says we're not going to be eating and drinking, Bolam Deinu, Deleika Ilm Hazel Ilm Abba. Trying to say this world is not like Ilm Abba is not like this world. How does the body live and stay connected with the nefesh? It's only through eating and drinking. Ilm haba, our chayis and the kiyum and the connection of our guf and our nesham will be through the ziv hashchina, not through eating and drinking. Gam guf hagashmi. Through this, also the ban gashmi seki guf will be sustained. From the ziv hashchina, yeah. But Takia, they're all be eating and drinking. Why? There's going to be other reasons why we need to eat and drink. It's not going to be, not only that it should be kiyum, it's going to be for other reasons. Think of the Rashba, and he writes about the Achil of the Leviathan, and it says that through eating the Leviathan, we're gonna be in the guy. We're gonna understand great seidis. It's gonna help us understand great ruchnistika things. So there's gonna be other reasons why we're gonna be eating, but not. So this is how the Rebbe teaches. Doesn't mean we're not gonna be eating at all. It means we're not gonna need to eat. Right, and that also answers the question of the Rambam according to this. Right, the Rambam says, why is the Eibush gonna create a body for nothing? According to this, not for nothing. We are gonna be using it. We are gonna be eating.